A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Oh, here it comes. Here comes our music, our theme tune, our signature tune.
Yay.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good middle of the night.
Oh.
Well, we don't know when or where they're listening.
Actually,
could be anywhere.
We don't. No, you're right. I think some of them are cleaning. We know, don't we?
Some of them are jogging.
Yes. Some of them are jogging. Are they?
Yeah, some of them. Not many.
Don't think many.
Plodding, more like. Just plodding.
Walking dogs.
Some
we
are
know
just
that.
Lying down. Some are just having a nice lie down on the bed or on the sofa.
Yes.
And just, you know, trying to... I was going to say something rude then. I was
were you?
Trying to bring themselves to orgasm.
Oh, Jenny, what on earth made you think
that? I don't know. And I'm sure nobody's trying to have a wank while they're listening to this podcast, because I can't see what would get you turned
on. I don't think
you'd
be very good.
No,
could you?
No.
Oh, I think
no,
you'd
I
have
don't
to abandon
so.
Ship pretty bloody quickly. Oh, no.
Abandon ship, eh? Oh, God.
You are...
Abandoned ship. That's very funny. That's very funny. Okay, keep your hands where you can see them. And I'm going to start, Judith, unusually,
go on.
With taste sensation.
Oh, well, you know, that is rather out of the ordinary, but go on.
Well,
I'll
tell you why it's out of the ordinary. I've actually got two this week.
Oh, that is quite a lot. Go on, then.
Yeah.
Go on.
And it's not like me, because you know me.
No, it's not.
I'm not that fussed. But... we harvested our blue oyster mushrooms.
Oh, yeah. Harvested is quite a big word. That implies to me bulk. And I have seen photo, and there seemed to be about three. But, yeah, go on.
No, there was about five.
Bear with.
They were heaped on a side plate.
Right.
Now, they were quite chewy, and I think that's why they're called oyster mushrooms.
I see what you mean.
Now, I've never really eaten raw oysters or cooked oysters, but I can imagine.
Oh, no.
Phoebe loves them, you know. She's not forever chipping them back down the
Does
throat.
Does she?
Yeah.
Oh.
She goes oysters in Tabasco sauce. She goes,
Does she now?
I don't know where she's got that from. Genuinely don't.
Not from you. Yeah, go on.
Anyway, I harvested the oysters.
Okay.
But they're by Fox Mushrooms. They're a kit you get from Fox Mushrooms.
Well, hold on a minute. Slow down a minute. So do you mean you got the kit and then you sort of watered them and saw them grow a bit before you harvested them?
Yeah, I saw them grow a lot, Judith. It was quite a lesson in nature.
Right.
Because they come in a box filled with hay. And then, I mean, it was a present for Jeff, so, you know, I left it to him. But he did it religiously, you know, like he does. And he read the instructions, Judith.
Oh, did he? Oh,
yeah.
God, he's serious and conscientious.
I know. And so it worked. Do you know what I mean?
Did you put it in the cupboards? It has to be dark.
No, it was under the kitchen table. It was dark.
Under the kitchen table? That's very specific. So it's kind of dark, but not totally dark.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Bloody hell. They're quite demanding things.
They had to be sprayed twice a day with water
for
and things
sake,
like that.
How bloody ridiculous now.
Well, it was worth
really?
It, Judith. It was worth it. I made a chicken tray bake with jarred red peppers. And I know you've mentioned these, and I will apologise for not taking it on board at the time, but the massive queen butter beans from Bold.
Oh, you found them, did you? I discovered them quite a few weeks ago. Yeah, I know. And then they were on Dragon's Den, weren't they?
Yes, they were on
Deborah
Dragon's
Meek
Den quite
snapped
recently.
Them up.
Recently. Well, I think she's done a very wise thing.
I
because
do too. They are very good.
I didn't know what I was buying because it was just my normal online order and I just said butter beans.
Oh,
and
right.
I just thought,
I want them in a jar.
And then when they arrived, I thought, there's something ringing a bell here with this title, Bold Butter Beans. Where have I heard that before? I unscrewed the lid, Judith. I hooked a couple out, you know, that's filthy.
Of course
hands.
You did. She did.
I've never tasted anything like it.
I agree. And we don't have shares, sadly.
No,
but they
and
are
we're not sponsored
a game
by them.
No, they're game changing, aren't
they? Someone wrote to us yesterday, because I banged on about this on Twitter, and someone responded on our email account and said, it's a bit like turning left on the plane. Once you've
like
done it once.
Left on the bean plane.
Yeah, once you've done it, you don't want to go back.
No, you can't.
It's a superior experience.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, honestly, if we were sponsored by them, bloody hell, we'd be good, wouldn't we? Because we really fucking love them.
Yeah, we really fucking love them. The trouble is that you wouldn't be able to hear our recordings over the farting. It'd just be, it'd be us two talking, but in the background, it'd just be going.
Well, there is that. There is that. Oh, you love a fart joke, don't you? No, stop. Stopping you. Do you know what I've done with the bold beans once or twice? Yeah. I mean, I know I'm diverting here from your mushrooms and we will come back.
It's fine. It's fine. It was just a chicken tray bait with the mushrooms and the beans.
No, but I do want to come back to it briefly in a minute. But what I've done with the bold beans a couple of times is I've got one of those rather upmarket curry, you know, sachets. And I don't mean the tins. I don't mean anything crap like that. I mean, they're quite, you know, they're quite upmarket.
Yeah.
And you do a sort of, you know, a vegetable curry with the said beans. Bloody hell, that's good.
Because it's honestly like meat in itself, isn't it, those beans? Yes. I mean, you can eat them with a knife and fork. They're really big.
Yes, absolutely.
And someone says the chickpeas are just as good, but I haven't done those yet.
I'd be surprised if they could be as good. But well, anyway, I agree.
The butter bean is just a more exotic bean.
It is, and substantial, which you know is good, is up my neck of the woods. Now, I want to go back to the mushrooms and your tray bake. Are you telling me, Jenny, I hope you're not, that you didn't cook them with cream and butter?
Why would I do that? I don't like butter and I'm not keen on cream.
Well, I have to say, I, you know, personally, if I was going to cook some speciality mushrooms like that, that would be a clear way to do it. I would not about with other things.
But I didn't want that. So I didn't do it.
Well, you've got a mind of your own, haven't you?
I've got a mind of my own and it's sort of deliberately contrary sometimes. I would like to learn how to make a really good mushrooms on toast without cream and butter because I don't like that sickly. To me, it's like a trifle. I don't like... No, I don't want that. Anyway, I have to tell you something else as well. I went out last night. I don't know how I am not hungover to the tits. I do not know.
How much do you have? What did you do?
I lost count after 5.
No, you can't be serious.
Probably 12. No. I'd have crawled out there.
Really? What, but dry white wines?
It was Gavi, right?
What's that?
It's a type of wine. It's type, and it's like posher than Chardonnay. It's quality. Do you know what I mean?
Is it?
And it was the Waterstones authors thing, because I've got the book coming out later this year, and they invite a selection of writers to this evening meal. And there are people from the publishing company, and they're about, I think there are about 30 people.
What you're saying is it's free. It was free.
It was, Judith, it was free. It was a restaurant called Masala Zone in Piccadilly, which they've got a rather sort of cheap looking logo on the outside. It's a neon sign saying Masala Zone, and it does not give the impression of what the inside of the place is like. Now, it used to be the Criterion Grill that you might remember from.
Is it right on Piccadilly, right by
the
statue?
Yes, it's got the golden ceiling. Yes,
yes,
and you'd have gone there for business meetings and things like that. And then it swapped hands and they trellised the ceiling and filled it with plastic ferns and it was just repulsive. But now they've scraped it back and it's beautiful again and it's incredible modern Indian cooking.
Oh, how nice. Was it expensive? Well, you didn't see.
I don't know, Judith.
No idea. You didn't need to bother your pretty little head.
Do you know what? They were so... And the service, because I said, oh, God, I'm such a pain here, because it was a set menu, you know. And I said, but I've got this tomato thing. He said, we will prepare you a separate meal.
Oh, you were special.
Honestly, I ate so much. And, of course, the mouth ulcer is going mad today because it was, you know, quite spicy. But what can you do?
It's worth it.
And that's why I had to keep drinking the cold white wine.
Quite.
To just soothe the mouth ulcers and keep eating.
Did you order anything mad online while you were a bit pissed?
No, I didn't. I didn't. Fortunately...
Stop yourself.
I was on the tube and I didn't really have... enough signal down there. And then I got a bus back from the Elephant and I know I was a bit pissed because I remember saying, if there are any spaces at the back, some of us would like to sit down.
Yeah, okay.
But at least I remember saying that. So I was upright. I was standing upright.
So who was there? Was the Queen there, for instance? Because she's very much in the author.
She doesn't work for Waterstones. No, it was sort of, you know, there was a mixture of booksellers and people in PR. I couldn't hear anyone's names, but the authors had name tags, and it was just really nice. It was very nice people in a very nice place, eating very nice food. I haven't done anything like that for so long, Judith.
Oh, well, it's a lovely treat, isn't it?
I mean, it was like the olden days.
It sounds it.
Yeah.
Did you wear your yellow Crocs?
No, I didn't, Judith. I wore my white Gregson lace-ups, which are my smart shoes.
Nice.
And I wore the splodgy top I wore for, I think I probably wore it on that Richard Osman show once or something. I don't know.
Oh, nice. You do a good
It's had a couple
top.
Of telly outings. It's a cos splodgy, navy and green.
Good for if you drip anything down your top.
Yes, practical. So there we go. And I have my sister gave me some money for my birthday and bought myself a lovely scarf, and I'll put that on the notice board.
Now, while we're on scarves, Jenny, did you see that one of the owls have suggested that you do a masterclass in scarf wearing? Now, I wouldn't normally big up your ego quite like this, but I have to say you are bloody, bloody good at it. I'm useless.
I am, rather.
And we quite like... I think we need to know.
No, I don't think I can pass it on. I think it's just, you know, something... Because I have no real talent or style. You know, I'm not one of those women. Because I've seen a lot recently. We'll talk about fashion a bit later on. But it's very complimentary, and thank you very much. I just think it's, you know, I don't have many tricks up my sleeve.
Well, okay.
But scarves is one of them.
Yes, and because I don't know how... Yeah, if I put a scarf on, I just look like I've got a sore throat.
Yeah.
I'm
not going to tell you.
You don't want to tell us the secrets
of the scarf tying. No, it's passed down from mother to daughter. I think, to be quite honest, Judith, I mean, Jeff's always been the style Nazi, hasn't he, in our house? He's probably given me some pointers, yeah.
Oh, do you reckon?
Over the years, it sort of wears off. Anyway, listen, I want to know, have you fallen in love with your air fryer yet?
That's one of the strangest things anyone's asked me. It's still on probation, to be honest. I'm kind of, you know, I mean, there were lots of very, very useful emails from the owls. Thank you very much. Apparently, you have to join the Facebook group.
As soon as I saw that, I thought, I'll leave that one to Judith. There were quite a number of them. And I thought, well, that's Judith's territory. I'm not even reading this. As soon as I see the word air fryer, I turn off.
I know. I think life might be a little bit short to join, because you have to join apparently the one that's to do with your make. I'm still basically jabbing the screen randomly. Yeah. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, and sometimes even the jabbing, and I have to keep turning it on and off. I'm kind of getting there. I tell you what's good though. I do think that you don't have to. I mean, if we did clean our ovens, and I suspect. You don't have to do that because you can put them in the washing up bowl, I suppose.
What do you mean you can put them in the washing up bowl?
Well, because the tray, you know, the oven, it's like a drawer, little drawer, and you put it, you wash it.
Do you know what I mean? So, that's quite boring though, isn't it?
It is a bit boring, yes. But, you know, I've had, at least it's been edible. There have been a couple of things that have been edible.
What have been your successes? Can you do sausages in them, or do they not brown?
Yes, you could do sausages.
Did they brown?
Though, yes, they browned. They browned.
Yeah.
I mean, they still take about 20 minutes. I suppose they take 20 minutes instead of about half an hour, which is...
My sausages, when I do sausages, they're 45 minutes.
Oh, well, you see, there you go. That you are saving time.
Yeah.
But
I'm not doing anything else. Do you know what I mean? It's 7 o'clock. I want to eat at about 8 o'clock. I'll start doing dinner.
Bung them in.
And just before the 8 o'clock showing of whatever it is we want to watch.
Yeah. Is that when you see showing start? 8 o'clock? Yeah.
Sit down. 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock, first glass of wine. Sit down with my dinner. Lovely.
Yeah,
I'm quite excited about 9 o'clock.
Sometimes we're 9 o'clock. You know, by the time... Lordy like, Lord. It's quite late, isn't it? I know what you mean.
What time are you eating then?
Oh, well, much earlier than that. But
why aren't you eating in front of the telly?
Oh, well, because we're not like that, Jenny.
Sitting together at the kitchen table.
Yes, we are. We don't have anything to say to each other at all. But yes. We are. What do you do?
Do you listen to music or do you listen to your audio? I mean, when Jeff and I have lunch together, we listen to book. We just go book, and he says yes, well, book.
Book. Does he like a toddler? Book. More.
Yes. More. Yeah.
No.
I mean, honestly, Arlo doesn't say very much more apart from more.
Well, you know, it's actually Zoe, is she called Zoe Williams, the woman who writes sometimes in The Guardian? She's a great column. And she was saying that actually toddlers have got it right, haven't they? They've got all the vocabulary that they need, which is basically me, more, no.
Yeah, no.
There's another one. I've forgotten the other one.
Milk.
Five words. No, there was another word, which is kind of all you need, isn't it, really?
It's not thank you. I tell you that. It's not thank you very much.
Of course.
You're the best nana in the world. No. And we'll talk about them in a bit.
Okay.
But okay, Judith. So, are you going to Cornwall for the Easter?
Yes, going today. I'm the advance party.
Not going to bother taking the air fryer, though?
Oh, well, no, it's far too big. It's quite heavy. Oh, no, I mean, some people probably would take it on holiday the way they talk about them, but no, certainly not. No, absolutely not. But I've got enough to do. I've got to go to Sainsbury's. I've got to put the cots up. I've got, I'll be up and down the bloody stairs to the apartment.
Judith, you're a martyr to yourself. And when are the rest coming? Are they coming tomorrow?
Well, they're coming, late tomorrow night. We were talking to Daisy about this before we came on air, as we like to call it.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you imagine? She made me laugh so much, hadn't you? She said, do you know, a day on my own, don't mind what I've got to do, day of tasks on my own, I'd kill for it.
We had the sale at Dulwich College last week.
Had it
now, badly, sales-wise, not good. I don't know. I don't think people have got a lot of money at the moment. But
no,
it was
sure.
A really lovely day and met some really lovely people. And I have to say, there were a lot of very well-dressed people that came to the Mid-Century Modern. I'm going to say houndstooth check. I think the hacking jacket is back in.
Oh, do you?
Anything that's a tweed, a lot of tweed, a lot of houndstooth and dog's tooth. And I'm never sure which are, you know.
I was going to say,
small,
I'm not sure I know the difference between those.
Not
two.
Window pane checks, small checks in browns, greens, and sort of quite autumnal colours in some respects.
Yes.
But I saw a lot of that going on.
Did you?
Yeah, I used to have a hacking jacket.
Oh, did you? Why not? Did you have a hacking jacket?
Got it from a second-hand clothes shop, and it had leather buttons. I was very fond of it.
Oh, yeah.
At drama school.
Oh, okay. So you were a little bit vintage before your time, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. But I think a lot of people were back then.
No,
it was
wasn't.
A big big thing in the very early 80s. From 1980 onwards. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, well, it was very big in Manchester anyway, you know.
Oh, did it? All right, okay.
I used to wear a lot of 60s, 60s cocktail dresses.
Did you? Well, I think you had the sort of build to pull that off, really.
Well, I was anorexic, Judith,
yes.
I could buy, you know, those women that sort of die when they're about 80, when they're really, really thin, but they're posh and they have posh frocks.
Yes.
There were those. There were sort of versions of those, yeah.
Oh, I bet you. Oh, yes. Nice look if you can pull that up. I was always too busty to do anything like that. But I like the sound of the tweeds and that. Are you talking, what do you call those things, barbers? What do you call those waxy things?
No, I don't.
You mean old-fashioned kind of tweed, yeah?
Yes,
okay.
Yes. Yes, I mean, sort of quite country lady. Going on, and there were some interesting hats as well. There was a lot of frayed jeans, but fraying down the seams, like the outsides of the seams.
Gosh, you had a good old look, didn't you?
I did. Well, and we weren't selling much.
So the hats, did they have, kind of feathers in them as a jaunty angle?
They were bobble hats. No, they were sort of odd fedoras, not fedoras but sort of odd little. Chapeaus. I don't know. I've just said hat in French because I don't know how. We'll have to move on. Tell me what else you've been up to, Judith.
I've had quite a dull week, really, if I'm honest. However, what have I done? Oh, I tell you what I did the other day is that one of our neighbours, Dan, is he's this extraordinary guy who's worked with Anthony Gormley, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he's sort of, you know, he's a kind of maker. He's able to solve problems. I think he made the figures, you know, in Morecambe Bay and everything. Anyway, he's extraordinary. I mean, just to give you an idea, he's a lovely guy, and he's made a conservatory on his in his garden out of old vending machine, you know, front doors.
You've mentioned this bloke bloke before. You've worked with him before.
Yeah, yeah. He's amazing. Yeah. I mean, he should have his own series. He should genuinely should have his own TV series. Anyway, so he started this thing called Standing with Giants, which is he started it on a mound by the M40 about 4 years ago.
Yeah, I remember this.
Do you? And he did figures, you know, silhouettes of soldiers, basically, for Remembrance Sunday. And loads of people drove and gave money and everything. And he did a really exceptional thing. And then he did one for COVID. And then he's done one in, in Blenheim. And then he's done one in London. Anyway, he's doing for Normandy D-Day, I think it's the 80th anniversary, 1,000-odd figures, you know, life-size figures made out of recycled old building signs. And he's transporting them to there, you know, as part of the sort of anniversary.
What, going to Normandy, taking thousands of figures?
Them. They're all leaving Blenheim, I think, in 2 weeks' time with outriders. The WI have crocheted thousands of red poppies to put on the bottom of some of the kind of memorial.
So you
things.
Stuck your nose into this. What did you do?
So basically, he said, because he's running out of time, he said, look, we need some help. So actually, everybody kind of rallied round. So I spent the
this is half, village life for you.
Oh, it's village life.
This is why I can't live in a village. The idea of having to rally round makes me feel a bit sick.
Yes, you'd be useless. It was lovely. So actually, I was. What do you know? What they got me doing? We were in teams, and we had to drill holes to, sort of onto the stands, the metal stands, and then we had to use a riveter to kind of.
Oh, I've never used a riveter. I've done drills, but a riveter.
I've never done either of those things. It's the first time I've ever been let loose.
Judith the riveter instead of Rosie the riveter. Now, what is the riveter like?
It's a puncher, and it's kind of, you can't believe that it does it. It's like magic. So you point, you sort of go into the hole, and then it kind of comes up through the hole and goes chichung.
Yeah, and really good noise that is. Chichung.
Exactly, like a massive great staple gun, really.
And does it make you jump a little bit?
Oh yes,
Like when you shoot a gun, you know.
Yes,
like, not that I ever have. Anyway, that sounds exciting.
Giving me the taste. I tell you what, it really has.
Do you want your own drill for your birthday?
I want. I do. And what I thought is, why on earth? I mean, I don't know. I'd like to go on a DIY course.
There'll be one locally. There'll be one in Oxford. Classes. Yes, that's what people used to do in the 70s. Do you remember they used to go to night school?
I know.
They used to do foreign languages. Or they used to learn how to cook, you know, men.
I do.
Car maintenance.
Do you know, my memory of that is that I had single friends that went to night classes to meet blokes. It was like before apps, you know, before dating apps. That's what you did, I think.
Absolutely. And you learned a skill as well.
Exactly.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Listen, I have taken myself in hand this week. I've spent a fortune on maintenance.
What, body maintenance?
Mostly my head, really. Head and body. Okay, I've had this dry patch of skin on the side of my forehead for, coming up for nearly, 8 months, something like that.
Right.
From last summer. And it felt like an emery board. So it's a sort of centimetre round. And, when you ran your fingers over it, it felt like an emery board. So,
is it a wart? You mean a wart?
Well, all right, Judith. I thought it might have been, one of those skin cancery things, because I've been checked out before and I've had to have some treatment, blah, blah. So I thought, right, well, I'm just going to go back to the dermatologist and get this checked out. In case right. It's an early skin cancer. And I went in, he went, oh, yes. And there was some technical name for it. It might have had sebaceous in it, keratosis, keratone, something like that. And I said, and he went, yeah, it's basically a wart, a flat wart.
Okay.
And I went, oh, he said, I'll freeze it off for you.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
Is that
so
what it's done?
Yeah.
And I've had that done.
It's scabbed now, so it's reached the scab stage. And then
are you
that
picking
scab,
at it? Are you picking at it?
A little bit, not too much, but a little bit. Yeah, just having to scrape now and again.
Just
around the edge.
Loosening it.
Have you had that done?
I think I've had one of those. And unfortunately, did they warn you that it might leave you with a sort of white patch?
No, you didn't. Well, I'm so white anyway.
I have got a white patch now, which I have to keep putting, if I can be asked, a dab of foundation on.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's better than having the warts. Oh, how exciting.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's one thing. And then I was getting some new sunglasses before we go to
Switzerland.
It's the Switzerland and go on the Glacier Express. I just thought this could be blinding sun, snow.
Absolutely.
And my opticians have said it's very important I wear sunglasses. So I'm having a new pair done. And they said, we cannot do these because your prescription is out of date. So I thought, fuck's sake.
Oh,
so I marched round to Boots on Longacre.
Oh, yes.
And I just managed to get in there. I had an eye test. And while I was waiting for the second part of my eye test, right, because I was barging in, and I thought, well, there's a medical bit over there. Mm-hmm. I'll just wander over and I'll have a little chat about shingles jabs.
Oh, you were, yes, okay.
Getting it all done in one day, Judith.
You were,
right?
Bloody hell, well done.
Yeah.
Right.
So this is where the massive confusion, and I have been online a lot this week, on Twitter mostly, just trying to not defend myself, but there has been huge confusion as to who is eligible at 65. Now, the new rules are that you get a free NHS shingles jab at 65, but only if you turn 65 after September the 1st, 2023.
Oh,
I fall
okay.
into that category,
nice.
But I got mixed messages about this and I thought I might have to wait till 70 because you have to wait till 70.
Absolutely, I know. Well, I paid for mine early, but yes.
Yeah. So
right.
Anyway, I panicked. I've had a bit of a phobia about shingles for quite a long time.
Oh, it's horrid.
And I was talking to this girl. She said, well, we've got the new jab in. It's called Shingrex. It's a two-parter.
Oh.
Okay, £230 per pop.
Oh my God, what, 460 quid?
Yeah.
Oh, Jenny,
I could have just waited till next March.
Oh,
but
right,
I got so many, because I said I'd done it online. I got so many people saying, for starters, people really not knowing how shingles work, people saying things to me like, oh, I've had chickenpox, so I'm all right.
Oh, God, really?
Yeah, and that's totally wrong.
Well, so of course it is. I mean, look at Bob Mortimer. He's had it. He's really not still right. I don't think he's kind of regained sort of total use of one leg, has he?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's had shingles really badly. And, it's terrible, terrible.
It went round the Loose Women Studio. Do you remember when I used to have a job? It went round and I got loads of extra shifts because I didn't get it. But it really caused so much misery for my mum and it affected her eyesight.
Too.
I've gone with it.
Good.
And then I ran out of money and because I could really do with going to the dentist as well, but I couldn't. Oh. I could not,
no,
Judith.
It's never cheap these days when you go to the dentist, is it? I mean, that's before we start getting into, those things where they peg in new teeth. What do they call
that? I haven't done that.
I haven't either, but I'm heading that way. I mean,
do you think?
At the moment, oh,
you've
of course
got good teeth, Judy.
No, I haven't. They're all cracking and fracturing. And
really?
I'm into those. I'm not into many many crowns, but I'm getting into more crowns. And the dentist said, well, you think we might have to think about an implant.
Pegging?
That's what they
implants?
Call
implant. No, pegging is something different, Judith.
Is
genuinely,
it?
Yeah. Pegging is when pegging is when you strap on a dildo and you fuck someone up the arse with it. I think that is pegging. Daisy, am I right? That's pegging, isn't it?
Pegging is an anal sex act in which a woman penetrates a man's anus with a strap-on dildo.
Yeah, that's right.
You're right. You know, don't you? I thought you might know. I don't think that's what the dentist
pegging.
Meant.
So when you go to the dentist and they say, I think we're going to have to do some pegging here, you say, just don't go anywhere near my arsehole, mate. No, it's the wrong orifice. Wrong orifice. Stick to the mouth stuff.
Well, you learn something, don't
every
you?
Every day.
You do.
I haven't yet because I knew all that. So that.
Yeah. Oh, you show off. It's expensive being over 60, isn't it? I mean, I've got threading for my beard and my moustache, chiropodist for ingrowing toenails.
I didn't know you did that.
I know. Well, I don't.
Can you not just? Can you not just put a little bit of cardboard down?
Oh, I know you say. No, I've got very. You know, it's quite difficult to reach your toes. I know.
Well, you put them up
very
on the rim of the bath, well, and then you just. Bend over.
Yeah, well, you can't. You wait. The time will come, and it won't be that long when you're Googling chiropodists. I'm sorry, but there will be. I've got the hair highlights to cover up the grey. I've got physio sessions.
I didn't know you did physio.
Well, you know, now and again, my back goes and all
that. It's lugging those twins around, isn't it?
You're not kidding. They weigh a ton.
Do you know what I've just bought?
What?
I bought a cheap pram from Argos for 35 quid.
Oh!
Because, you know, they've all when they're born, everyone goes mad and spends, you know, hundreds of pounds on a buggy, state-of-the-art buggy, which is, you know, just a cocoon for them and all that. And it gets to a point where I just think, oh, this is fucking ridiculous. I need something I can, you know, sling about.
Oh, absolutely.
It's actually heavier than I was expecting. For 35 quid, it's actually quite, it's called Cozy. COZZI, something like that. Or Coogee. Anyway, look it up yourself. Argos,
right.
35 quid.
Very good.
And it's quite smart. It's, you know, I sort of picked it up this morning and because I dropped my car off and I wheeled it back with some shopping in it.
It's a dodgy look, isn't it?
Is it? That's
it's a difficult
really,
look to pull off, that one,
the,
isn't
the
it?
Other one that's even dodgier is a really old pram full of dogs.
Quite a few of those.
Yeah,
idiot. Yeah, I know what you mean. Because first of all, you see that sort of person coming towards you, and you think, "Oh, right, okay. Well, maybe it's the grandchild. Oh, it's not the grandchild.
No, there are seven dogs in there.
It's, I know.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah, I mean, I think you do see, don't you, kind of old dogs being pushed in all sorts
of
funny
things. Oh, yes, I mean,
now
they do modern sort of recliner prams for them, you know, that you can see that they've spent money on them. They're all, you know, state of the art. There's a few round here, you know, with the arthritic dogs whose back legs have gone, a bit like mine. Anyway, and Arlo's been poorly this week. I have to go this afternoon and help out again. But just a sort of straightforward, really bad cold, but with a temperature.
Oh, and they can't breathe because they can't blow the noses, can they, and all that stuff. It's horrible. Oh, it's awful to see.
It was sad. It was a bit because we had him on Tuesday and we had to leave whippersnappers early. Oh, he wouldn't eat anything. I'd made him jelly, Judith.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that was my big thing this week.
Yes.
I bought some jelly. I got it online and it turned up. I didn't know this. It wasn't in cubes.
Wasn't it?
No.
Look. Oh, strange. I can't.
It was powdered. It was powdered. It was sachets of powdered jelly.
Oh, I like a cube of jelly.
Oh, I know. You don't want just a sachet of powdered jelly mix, do you?
Disappointing.
Anyway, I'd gone, you know, on my big day out of all my dermatology and all my everything.
It was a big spending day, that was, wasn't it?
And I'd also popped into John Lewis on Oxford Street and bought a silicone jelly mould.
Oh, how lovely. In the basement.
In the basement,
very
yes.
Nice.
It was quite empty down there. It was quite peaceful. It was sort of like a church, but not.
Oh, I'm picturing it, savouring it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I bought a silicone rabbit jelly mould.
Nice.
In fact, there were three squashed together and I got three for one.
What did you? But you didn't know there was.
I didn't notice, and the girl didn't notice.
So you got three.
But I don't need three, and it didn't work anyway because you told me, Judith. What did you tell me to do?
I said put it in warm water, didn't I?
Boiling hot water. Okay. I left it too long in the boiling hot water. The rabbit jelly fell out and then just completely collapsed and its ears floated away.
You might have to YouTube it.
I think it's probably 30 seconds tops, and we gave it a minute, whatever.
Anyway, how annoying.
And he wasn't really even fussed by that. And in the end, he had to watch television. We couldn't turn it off even when he was asleep. And he slept on Jeff for an hour.
Did he? Yeah. Oh, bless him. Bless him. It's quite difficult, though, isn't it, to stay still with a toddler on you for an hour. Well done, Jeff, actually.
I know. It showed that he's got better bladder control than he thinks he has.
Well, better than me. Much better. I don't think I'd be able to last an hour. Oh. Do you know, once I added up how many times I went for a wee in one day. It was like, you know, we were up in the 20s.
No.
Yes. Up in the 20s.
Judith, that's a drag.
I remember, I
was doing some stand-up once, and it was, you know, the bucket list dream thing that I used to do in the 60s, for fuck's sake.
Oh, yeah.
Someone wrote on the back of their card, I'd just like one final wee, and that would be it. Meaning just one last wee. All the wees you ever need to do in your life. You just got them all out in one go, and then you never had to do it again.
Leaving you free to do so many other things.
Yeah, to get on with your life.
Oh, that was a good one, wasn't it?
Just a massive week. Even if you had to sit down for, like, what's the longest you'd sit so you never had to wee again?
Well, that's an interesting question. Interesting. How long? Well, I don't think I'd want to do more than 20 minutes.
Oh,
I'd get really bored there.
Yeah, I know. But I was thinking 2 or 3 hours I could manage.
Could you? On the loo? On the loo?
Yeah, just sitting there. Yeah, I'd have an audible book. And if it meant that I didn't have to wee ever again, I think that's a small price to pay. Anyway, moving on. I'm quite tired. Anyway, listen, are you going to take my hand?
Yes, I am. Yes, go on. You lead the way.
Where should we go?
Let's go to Culture Corner. Right, so go on. You start.
Well, I think that I think this is a really good series of interior design masters.
Oh,
I think they're setting really good challenges, and the results are fascinating, all really different. And the Ascot one this week was really good.
It was a clever thing, wasn't it? Because they were all in a row and all identical. And
so sort of dreary. I mean, so that's dreary. What people pay money to go have these sort of boxes that are actually sort of awful, like really middle management-y kind of, would you like to come in here? We have to have a little chat with your line manager. And terrible furniture. Just really,
so drab.
Worst.
And people will have paid a lot of money to
a
go
lot
there. They're
of money.
Dressed
and all
up
they
to the
have
nines.
Is, they, you know, they've got a fridge in them. That's all they've got. It's beyond depressing. And they did some of those up, and it was good, wasn't it, Judy?
Some of them were great, weren't they? Some of them not so good.
Some of them are not so good, but, you know, they never have enough time. But we both have our favourite, don't we?
Yes, we do. We do. We like the young lad. Who's
in his 20s, and we don't know, dark curly hair, nice looking boy,
beautiful boy,
talented.
Yes, very talented indeed.
What else are we loving?
Oh my God, The Gentleman on Netflix. And I know, apparently, because I sent you both a text, didn't I? Have you seen it, you and Daisy? And you'd obviously mentioned it.
Yeah, mentioned it on this very pod. Put it in the notes that go up on our Instagram page that you are party to, and you hadn't even noticed. You just ignored me. We're really enjoying this as well. The Gentleman, it's by Guy Ritchie. It's on Netflix. Originally a film called The Gentleman by Guy Ritchie, but this is the series. And I read a scathing review about it in The Guardian before I started watching it, which put me off for a while. But I am deeply into it now.
Oh, isn't it wonderful? It's absolutely. Yeah. It's a bit like Breaking Bad meets Downton-y sort of thing, isn't it?
Well, I've never seen Breaking Bad.
Well, that's
so
true.
Okay.
It's violent, but it's funny.
Some of the fight scenes are really good. The one where the bloke ended up with a dart in his head.
I know, it was just so
ridiculous.
It's slapstick, which means you can slightly more palatable, actually.
Absolutely, because it's that one step removed from reality.
Yes, a bit. Yeah.
It's got a bit of comedy in the choreography of the violence.
Exactly. Oh, nicely put.
Yeah, I know.
I love it, love it, love it. And we've just met the dad, who's Ray Winston in the prison, and
he's having a very cushy prison life. Yeah.
Oh, that scene of the setup in his open prison, this gangster. Yeah. We shouldn't give it away, but honestly, it made me roar with laughter.
Yeah, and just I love watching Ray Winston. I just you know what you're getting, and you get it in spades. It's wonderful.
Oh yeah. Do you think though? You might be one or two ahead of me, but I wonder whether the Duchy or the Dowager. Mm. Is having a thing with the gamekeeper all night.
Well, you'll just have to keep watching, won't you?
Oh, I think that might be brewing. And if so, I'm looking forward to that very, very much.
Yeah, there is a reveal in that direction. And there is, in the last episode we watched, Nigel Havers doing a cameo as a toff down on his luck. And you really have to look through the makeup and the sort of extra hairiness. But it is Nigel Havers.
Yeah, it's very marvellous.
Yeah, it's great.
It's a great series. It really is.
Yeah. So that's our telly recommendations this week. Not much. Yes. I haven't got anything else I can recommend, I'm afraid, Judith.
No, I fear I can't either, except I am looking forward to, apparently there's a very good documentary on Steve Martin.
I'm not that interested.
Aren't you?
No.
Oh, I've always had the hots for Steve Martin.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Really?
No.
Surprise me.
Leaves me. Though I do like him in that Only Murders in the Building.
Oh, well, I like him in everything. I mean, I'm not entirely.
I don't know. You'll find out in this documentary whether he's a nice man or not. Let me know.
I know he's very pally with Helen Fielding.
Oh, right. Interesting.
Bridget Jones, yes. Oh. Yes, quite envious of that, actually.
Okay, right. Books.
Well, Mike and I are doing what you and Jeff do. We've taken a leaf out of your book, literally, and that we're listening to an Audible together, and we're listening to The Echo Chamber, which is performed by Richard D. Grant, and it's another John Boyne novel, and it's quite a recent one.
Oh, and are you enjoying, and does Mike like it?
Loving it. Great.
And Richard D. Grant is a great Audible narrator. He really is. Yeah.
It's very, very funny. There's a marvellous character in it called George, who's a sort of chat show host that gets into massive trouble about being cancelled, and all sorts of things are going wrong in his life. It's great. It's very current, and it's fun. Yeah.
Well, I've been struggling, so I might pop into some John Boyne. Okay, I think we're really not scraping the bottom of the barrel of the Agatha Christies, but we're now on an adaptation of a play she wrote called The Unexpected Guest, which has been turned into a novel, but it's very short. It's an excellent bedtime story, but you know, we will finish it tonight, and it's only it's like 5 days really. It's about 4 hours.
Okay,
but there we go. Very low on art this week. Hope to rectify that over the Easter weekend.
Oh yeah, what are you doing?
Well, we're not going anywhere because we're going to Switzerland next week.
So exciting.
Yes. But I'll be back for the podcast because obviously we're only going for 3 days or something ridiculous. But Phoebe raved about the Yoko Ono at Tate Modern.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. Okay. Loved it. Thought it was really funny. Really, really said a lot and all sorts of things. So there's that. And there's the Singer Sergeant and Fashion at Tate Britain. And I will see what else is around. Yes.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, we're going to Cornwall, so we won't be doing much art, really. But there'll be fresh air.
Always overrated.
Well,
fresh air.
You know.
What else will there be? There's got to be something else apart from fresh
air, nice food. Might be some roast lamb, some hot cross buns. Might be
lamb. Now you're talking.
Yes, yeah, slow cooked lamb.
And
if the sun is out, I think I'm going to have to get into the sea because there's an owl called Joe who has a place in the same block as us.
Yeah.
She's a wild swimmer, and I think she swims through the winter. And she's invited me to swim with her next week, so I might have to do that.
Swimming owl. Oh God, how are you going to get out of that?
I don't think I'm going to.
When I take Arlo to Whippersnappers? I always think of you because it's at Brockwell Lido. It's in the indoor space.
Oh, gorgeous.
And on Tuesday morning, I mean, it went off Tuesday, but Tuesday morning, I mean, the weather went off like Arlo went off, just sort of went downhill. Yeah. It was freezing, but the sun was sparkling on that water, and it did look beautiful.
It's not heated though, is it, in Brockwell?
Not at all. No,
it would be nippy. But even so, with the sun out, that might have been lovely.
There were a lot of women your age sitting around in towels.
Oh! Suddenly it's your age, is it?
Yeah.
Your
age and your type. Yeah. But what I meant by was, you know, your doppelganger type.
Yes, there we go. I know what you mean.
Looking a bit smug. Okay, emails.
Well, we've had a few emails about the tippy wheelie thing that we couldn't think of the word for, which is called a sack barrow.
Sack barrow.
And Susie, aged 72 and 1 month, and she says, am I too old to be a nun? No, of course
never
not.
Too old. The older you are, the wider you are.
Well, potentially.
And also, why is he? We need these sort of 70 pluses. We need,
many as we can get. She says, don't know where I'd be without mine being newly separated with no brawn in the house. Widowed, she said, for many of you. But now I find I'm classed as separated.
How odd.
Mine is very useful for humping around. I don't know where she was going there with that. Humping around bags of compost, large plants, blah, 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 blah. It was a funny laugh you just did.
It was my dirty carry-on laugh.
It was. And then she goes on to say that hers is lightweight and converts to a little four-wheel trolley.
Very nice.
I know.
Four-wheel trolley down from a sack barrow.
Might be quite difficult to do, mightn't it? But I bet Susie's clever.
Good work, Susie. That sounds great.
Yes.
This is from Janie's. She's 66 years young. You mean old, 66 years old. That's how old you are, Janie. But this is a lovely email. Just wanted to thank you, ladies. I wanted to go to a local craft workshop to play with clay, but my friend and neighbour had promised to look after her grandson on the same day. I was disappointed, but worse things happened. Anyways, the date got nearer. I thought, you're an owl, perfectly capable of doing a workshop on your own. So that's what she did. Had a fabulous time. Group of eight, three others on their own. Made a bowl using the coiling method, a tile, and a spoon each.
Ooh.
They won't know for a couple of weeks if they survive the firing. And I have told Janie to send us photos of the results.
Very much so.
Yes.
That's a lovely email. Quite right, too. Very good. Then we've got one from Kim, aged 55 and 10 months. Should we do this one?
Oh, yes. Yes. This is about the bath in the bedroom.
Absolutely. And, I did sort of thought, am I going to be really envious about this? I think I probably am. She says, been listening to some pods that I've missed. Can't think how that happened. Well, indeed, Kim. she says, and particularly about the bath in the bedroom idea. I have one, she puts in capitals with an exclamation mark. Slightly went off when I read that bit. We decided to put a huge shower in the bathroom, but thought we might miss a bath. And so my husband, she's lucky being married to this sort of bloke, put us a slipper bath at the foot of our bed. It's wonderful. Some people think it's a little strange, but it's so relaxing and no one bangs on the door because they need the toilet.
Absolutely.
Kim, we're both a bit envious, aren't we?
Yeah. If we come around your house, we're going to slip into that slipper bath.
We might have some trouble getting us...
No, not together. We'd get wedged. No. It'd be terrible. What an awful sight. Dear Judith and Jenny, no name given here. This is anonymous. I was listening to the latest podcast in the gym yesterday, and for some reason I was transported back to the school gym, aged about 11. Who knew crossing your legs and climbing a rope could be so good? So good, in fact, I used to pretend I needed a break halfway up just to hang around enjoying the rub. I did exactly the same. That's where I got the idea of the banister rail from.
Is it?
It's a similar kind of thing. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't have
the upper body strength now to do the rope in the gym. I think I could still manage the banister because you could have one foot on the stairs, couldn't you? Just to steady yourself.
It still sounds pretty perilous to me. I don't think we should be encouraging people to do that, Jenny.
I think that it'd just be great if women up and down the country looked at their banister rails and just thought, will it take me? Will it take?
Okay,
me?
But you don't. Is yeah, all right. Don't sue me.
You fell off,
with
broke the hips.
Yeah, exactly. Go careful on that one, Jenny.
All right then, you. Now you go carefully because you're driving to Cornwall today. So safe journey. And I hope the weather cheers up.
So do I.
Everybody, actually, because it's just
absolutely.
You know.
I know. We've had enough of it now, haven't we? We've just had enough of the winter.
We've just had enough of
it. Fed up with it. We'll have a lovely time with your art. And, see you next week, really. Have a good time.
Yes, speak next week before I go on my holiday.
Yes.
And have fun all. Daisy, good luck with the boys breaking up and enjoy them. Up to a point, obviously. Because, you know. But for now, we will love you and leave you. I'm off, Judith. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Toodle-pip.
Bye.